piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, you know, we have this great producer. You agree, Greg, I'm sure.
I do.
Yes, Bethann. Every once in a while, she suggests something to us, and most of the time we think, oh, for crying out loud, we got plenty of stuff, you know. But she comes up with good ideas, and she sent me this little article that says, "Tests show most store honey isn't honey." What the devil is that?
The devil in that is, after I read that article, I was outraged.
What's purer and more?
I mean, made by bees. Honey. How could you muck something like that up?
No, you can't.
Well,
apparently you can. If you're a corporation.
If you're a corporation, you can do anything to turn something really, really good into something not very good at all. The only way to make sure you have honey, apparently, is to check for the pollen in the honey. Then you know what the source of the honey is.
Yeah.
So if you find pollen grains microscopically, clearly,
yes,
you can identify pollen grains in a population, a jar of honey. You'll know where the bees got their nectar to make this honey. But there's a process called ultrafiltration where all these little fine spores, the pollen grains, are removed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in there to tell you where this honey came from. Not only that, with this ultrafiltration, the manufacturers are free to doctor and adulterate the honey by adding things like high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, amazing. What a concept.
Which is cheap, far cheaper than honey, but they can add it to dilute the honey and then still charge you the honey price.
Conceivably, some of the honey that you buy is not honey at all. It's just syrup with honey flavoring. In fact, what they're doing now, since much of this comes from China, that's the real problem. China's
probably criminal in this terms of only removing the pollen through ultrafiltration, but there's use of antibiotics.
Well, they had a problem. They were struck by a brood disease.
A brood disease,
and
yeah,
they had to give these—
Because the bees were being decimated.
The bees were being killed. Nonetheless, some of these contained some chemicals that are relatively dangerous. They've been proven to be carcinogenic.
They can break down DNA structure. Yeah. One of the chemicals is chloramphenicol.
Yeah.
And they found traces of that in these honeys. You don't necessarily know that this adulterated honey is coming from China.
No, you don't.
Because they transship.
Yeah, they ship it to
India or Vietnam. And
Malaysia. And
when you check to see the amount of honey coming from India versus the number of hives that are in India and the capability of India to make honey, you find that this amount far surpasses that.
Yeah.
So honey from India is not really from India. It's coming from somewhere else.
Now, here's just a few little data items for you folks. 76% of samples bought at groceries had all the pollen removed when they were tested. Texas A&M Professor Vaughn was doing this. These were stores like Safeway, Giant Eagle, Kroger, A&P, Stop and Shop, on and on. 76% of the samples.
Okay, but then 100%,
right? 100%
of the honey sampled from drugstores like Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS Pharmacy had no pollen. 100%.
100%. Now here's 77% of the honey sampled from big box stores like Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, etc., had the pollen filtered out. 100% of the honey, 100% of the honey packaged in small individual service portions from Smucker's, McDonald's, and Kentucky Fried Chicken had no pollen.
It's like Alice in Wonderland, you know, how things got curiouser and curiouser. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, here's the interesting thing. All of the honey that they tested that was from farmers markets and so forth, every bit of it had pollen.
It was good. Therefore, it's honey.
You can count on honey if it's produced locally. But here's some of these labels. Sue Bee Honey. All of Sue Bee's honey.
Big corporation.
Safeway Clover Honey, Walgreens Mellow Honey, Western Family Clover Honey, Now, here's one, Silver Bow Pure Honey. That sounds like a good one, but it's a large corporation in Moses Lake, Washington. Some people from Butte moved over to Washington in the early part of the 20th century, and they were beekeepers, and they had a pretty good honey business, but when they finally retired, they sold to a larger conglomeration, and they moved to Moses Lake. Silver Bow Pure Honey has not been tested and shown pollen.
And just a word about Sue Bee. It's the most common brand you're going to find probably in a supermarket. Be very suspicious of honey that is absolutely crystal clear.
Yes.
Okay. Honey with pollen should not be absolutely crystal clear. It should look real.
It should look real.
If you're going to buy from a local producer, I think you're very safe in getting real honey. And especially if you get honey, sometimes packaged with a piece of the honeycomb in it.
Yes.
That's also a really good sign.
Good indicator.
Yeah.
I went around to all of the markets in this area, in the Missoula area. Every one of them had Sue Bee honey. They had all these other honeys that are listed here. But every one of them also had a local producer's honey. So we may have to revisit this article because it's an important
Well, I think this is another scandal that is going to get bigger over time.
Scandal. It's our job.
It is our job.
And your job is to come back and listen to
The Food Guys. Guys.